Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Nostalgia never goes out of fashion. Other fads may come and go, but not nostalgia. It just seems to get better with every passing year. Just watch English shows like Bargain Hunt or Flog It. And remember Lady Bird books? Well, one mum recently tested some of the items in the Lady Bird book of things to make to see if they would still appeal to her nearly four-year-old daughter. Originally published in the highly fashionable retro period 1963, a time when many households didn't have telly. She described it as the Xbox of the day. Did you ever make any of the items that she described in the article? Things like stilts made from two empty syrup tins and a long piece of string, telephones made with two soup cans and even longer pieces of string, before mobile phones were even thought of, pattern painting with a potato, and making an Indian headdress. But it's not just childhood things that many of us are nostalgic for. We look longingly at times when life was simpler, happier, cheaper, less stressful, etc. Of course, whether they were as good as we remember, that's another matter. Sadly, many of us leave our belief in God behind when we grow up, just as we grow out of our toys. Rather than hold on to the one thing that can give us peace in our lives, we consider that faith is for kids. In the Bible, Matthew 18, it records how Jesus said, "Unless you are converted and become like little children, you shall not see the kingdom of God." That's what it's all about. How we should accept the kingdom of God as a child does, that we should have a simple childlike faith. By all means, we should bring our grown-up intellect to bear, but we shouldn't overcomplicate his offer of love to us. And you know, the funny thing is, these times we're living in right now will be the good old days that we will remember in 20 or 30 years' time, God willing. How wonderful if we look back on them as days when we gave our lives to God for the first time or as a continuing part of our journey through life with him. I'm Aaron Wright.